Job chapter number 3, verses 23 through 25. This too shall pass. I wonder this morning who, if any, is among us who has never found yourself, or maybe you came to grips this morning that it's a right now for you, in which you face your greatest fear happening. The thing in which you fear the most is actually happening right now. Your fear was, God, please don't let my child get in trouble. But you find yourself this morning, your child is in trouble. Or maybe your fear was, God, don't let me go back to the doctor and he says that I have diabetes or cancer or AIDS. And indeed, when you returned to the doctor, the very first thing that he told you was that you had cancer, diabetes, or AIDS. And your little mind went to wondering. Your little mind went to running. And somehow, your question to your big God became, why? As if he told you, you would understand. As if he told you, it would bring comfort to you. Quite often, we look for God to tell us why. And the truth of the matter is, why? It's not that important. God said to you, I'll make some promises to you. And God said that you have to walk it out through faith. He never said to you, I owe you an explanation for anything. We somehow think that God needs to explain his actions to us, where his ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. God knows exactly what he is doing in your life. God has a plan for you. God has purpose for you. But quite often, it would involve pit stops. A little sickness along the way, a little rejection along the way, a little depression along the way, a little lied on along the way, a little failures along the way. But how can a loving God put those things in place for you? Now, as loving as God is, because that's his nature, he's more interested in your character than your comfort. Somebody fooled you. They told you, if you join the church, everything gonna be all right. No, baby. It's when you join the church that everything begins to fall apart. You remember you used to can go to the club and somebody would buy you a drink or give you a smoke? Now you can't find a friend nowhere. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I need to back this thing up and go back to the club. At least in Egypt, the club, it was comfortable there. Now I've moved into this place called a church. And now folk is judging me based off what I wear, criticizing me, and they're doing all these things in the church. And I thought that church folk was loving folk. We're going somewhere. What you discover is that the same people that is in the church is the same people that live on your block. the church, but the way that you think about the church, somebody thinks that way about you. And when you look to the person to your left or your right, I need for you to understand that you're sitting to somebody's left and to somebody's right. So you ain't all that either.
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Job found himself going through something. And as Job found himself going through something, Job decided that he was going to sit down and talk to his friends. What you discover sometimes is that when you're going through something, the people that are around you are your haters. But how can they be my haters when they've been with me for so long? It's because you've been paying their bills. They wasn't with you. They were just next to you. It's because you've been carrying them. They wasn't with you. They weren't next to you. And the condition was you were doing something for them. Job found himself in a position where he couldn't do not a thing for his friends. And what do they do? The same things that our friends do today. They bounce. Peace out, Job. See you when God heals you.
All right.
Job, wealthy man. Job, you mean you don't got 20, Job? Job, I used to come to you and get $2,000 and you would break it off like it was nothing. Now I can't get $20 from Job. Said, you know, Job, bro, he ain't got no money whatsoever. Just none. And he want me to hang out with him. He crazy. Job found himself sitting, hanging out with friends, thinking that was a real friendship. Likewise, you find yourself going through something. And like Job, you discover that the people that has been hanging out with you really was not friends. And so as you begin to put it together to try to go through this thing, you wonder, how am I going to keep going? Because the odds are against me. And I want to talk to some anointed people this morning. When you are anointed by God, the odds will always be against you. You think something is wrong. And the resistance and the challenges is confirmation that you are anointed. Don't stop. Keep going. Job had to find it within himself to keep going. Well, how do you keep going when everything is against you? How do you keep going even when you discover that my afflictions is from the Almighty God? Listen to what I read to you this morning. It begins in verse number 23 by talking about the hedge that Job says is around him. I found that funny because in chapter number 1, verse number 10, when Satan came to God, what Satan said to God is, you know you got one of them hedges of protection around Job. See, what Satan realized is that God was protecting Job. In chapter number 1, verse 10, God placed a hedge of protection around him. Now as Job began to go through things in chapter number 3, verse 23, Job says, the same hedge is around me, but now the hedge is trapping me in with my troubles. Have you ever felt like that? You were going through something and you was just trapped by your troubles. Couldn't turn left, couldn't turn right, couldn't turn around, just trapped by your troubles. And God was trying to show you, if you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, I promise you, I'll deliver you out of something. Job says, how do I go through? How do I go through when I see no way out? And what Job was trying to say is, God, why? Maybe if you told me why, everything would be okay. You know, if God told you why, it still wouldn't erase the pain. So God sometimes just wants you to go through from where you are. But what you have to discover is that when God tells you, let's go through, He means I'm going with you. He means we're going to make it to the other side. And so Job is sitting there thinking, well, how do I go through? I want to tell someone this morning, how do you keep going? And that is, you totally rely on God.
Amen.
You keep going. I'm going to spell going just in case you don't get me. The G is that you totally rely on God. I can't see around the corner. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm totally relying on God. I know the storms are here, but I'm totally relying on God. I know the haters are here, but I'm totally relying on God. I know what my checkbook is saying over here, but I'm totally relying on God. I know what my body is feeling over here, but I'm totally relying on God. I need for you to understand, in the midst of going through something, maybe you got to just relax and abide in Him and watch Him abide in you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. If you just abide in Him, He says, just stand with me and I'll hold you. Even when you're going through something. Totally rely on God. The O is obedience. You must have obedience in God. Not obedience on somebody else's God. You must have obedience in your God, which means you have to have a relationship with Him. The Bible declares, God says, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. So He says, if you just stay obedient to me, I know what you're going through. But He says, don't fall into temptation. Just stay obedient to me. Because your obedience is greater than any sacrifice. Because your obedience will move the heart of God before anything. Because God is saying, if you are obedient to me, I don't care what they're doing. You stay obedient to me, and I'll stay committed to you. You're going through. He says, you have to totally rely on God. You have to have obedience in God. Oh, and then the I is, you have to ignore your critics, your haters. When you find yourself going through something, sometimes the things that people are whispering in your ear is sweet nothings. Child, if I was you, I'll do this. And that's why they are in the situation that they're in. And your crazy self listen to them. And you get right in the same situation that they're in. And then you say, God, how did this happen? And He say, what? You have to ignore your critics. Listen, everybody won't see what God is saying to you. You are crazy if you think that everybody needs to line up with your vision. Everybody will never line up with your vision. And if too many people get your vision, you have the wrong vision. Because what God will do is give you a vision, understanding that He's going to give you provision, so that when He alone brings you through, nobody gets the credit but God. Because if Jeff bring me through, then Jeff can take some of the credit. But if Jeff wasn't there when God moved in my life, He can't take no credit. All of the credit belongs to the Lord. I can give Him all the praise. I can magnify His name because I know that was God and God alone. You have to ignore your critics. The N is nah. That is, draw nah unto me. In the midst of going through something, church folk, listen to me. Because some of y'all do this sometimes. In the midst of going through something, don't stop coming to church. That's crazy. I just don't feel like the Lord is touching me right now. I'll just stay at home and watch Craftful Dollar. I feel church this morning. And so you stay at home. 1 week.
2 weeks.
Now the second week, it mess up and rain, Chuck.
Okay.
Just cloud. Just cloud. And you don't come to church the second week. And by the third week, this is cool. I can get TV at home. If something happens, Don, and you call me, and I don't rent to your hospital, Don, because I want you to turn the television back on. And I want you to call the preacher that's been ministering to you because you didn't come to church. Y'all get me? Don't get mad with me because I don't rent to your hospital. I haven't seen you in a long time. I don't know whether or not you left and went somewhere else. Don't get upset with me. When you're going through something, draw near to God. He says, if you press into me, I'll press into you. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. At His right hand, pleasure forevermore. In other words, he says, I'll take care of every need that you have. But you got to draw near to him. And finally, the last G. When you're going through something, give him glory anyway. No, he hasn't done it yet. But just go ahead and start your praise. Just go ahead and begin to give him some praise. You see, because when you begin to go through something, you have to understand that God says, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. And so Satan will come, he will begin to take you through some stuff, and God will allow you to go through, but God wants somebody to read you in your mess. So in the midst of you going through something, you need to understand that that's the message, not this stuff here. That's the message. When you're at work, that's the message that somebody needs to hear. That I believe God even when the church doors are closed. I believe God even with a picture in my hand. I believe God even when the doctor says that I have cancer. Because God said, you will come through this thing.
Yes.
See what you're going through. This too shall pass. I serve a God and you serve a God where troubles don't last always. It may be my time. It may be my season to go through something. Now the Bible declares it rains on the just as well as the unjust. Now if God loves me, it's okay if it rains on me because my rain, my water is to fertilize my ground. That means when the storms come, God is taking you a little higher. I came to talk to somebody this morning. Don't know what you're going through, but what I do know is everything that Satan tried to take from you, I came to give you a word. And the word is this, you can't lose with the stuff that you use. See, because the stuff that you use is faith. Now faith is what I believe in. The stuff that you use is prayer. Prayer is when I tell God what's on my heart and he sends something back to me and tell me how to work that thing out. I can't lose with the stuff that I use. And in the midst of going through something, I need to quiet up the world and shut it all up. I need to find a secret place. And then I need to put a little fasting with my prayer. I need to focus on him. Because the Bible declares, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And his righteousness, all that other foolishness, he says, baby, I'll just add it to you. You need your soul saved, I'll give you that. You need a car, I'll give you that too. You need another job, I'll give you that. You tired of working, I'll send a check home to you what you need God to do for you. That's the God that we serve. In closing, I want you to get this, that you may be going through something and you're wondering how long you're going to be in it. See, with Job, things kept getting worse and worse and worse. And sometimes the thing that you fear the most that comes upon you, because what fear does, fear cancels out faith. What fear does is attract what you're afraid of. And so here I am going through something, and I'm saying, Lord God, please don't let that happen. And God is saying, but baby, you got to have some faith. You just can't talk about it. You see, God says in order to please him, you must have faith. So in the midst of going through something, you got to understand what you're going through. This too shall pass. It may not pass today. It may not pass tomorrow. But what I'm going through, this too shall pass. Now, I've been on this thing a long time. Been wrestling with it for a long time. It looks like God is about my time, because this too shall pass. One day Job woke up, and when Job woke up, I'm sure Job then said, and it came to pass. I came to tell somebody what you're going through, one day, and it came to pass. My bills were past due, and it came to pass. Now God, that's all behind me. My credit was jacked up, and it came to pass. Now that's all behind me. My loneliness every night, I was going through it, but it came to pass. Now that's all behind me. See, in the midst of going through something, you got to understand that this too shall pass. I don't know what you're going through, but it won't last always. God is a delivering God. God is a saving God. Have you ever tried the Lord? Won't he bring you out of some stuff? Won't he bring you out of some stuff? See, God that you serve, he'll deliver you. And when God begins to deliver you, you have to watch out. Because when God begins to deliver you, he won't allow anybody to be around you. Because if you're around me, you might want to take the credit. And God is saying, that's why I put you on the backside of the mountain. That's why I took your job. That's why I let you be in the hospital. That's why I gave you loneliness. Because I want you to know, when you come through, just stop and begin to give me some praise. In the midst of going through something, when God delivers you, and God says, now baby, you out of that thing? And you said, and it came to pass.
Amen.
And it came to pass. You remember I couldn't pay my bills.
All right.
And it came to pass.
Amen.
You remember the doctor said I was going to die?
Amen.
And it came to pass. Whatever it is that you're going through this morning, this too shall pass.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
Troubles don't last always. Come on and stand on your feet this morning. I'm so glad that troubles don't last always. Yeah. I've been going through something. I've been in a storm, somebody said. Too long. I've been in a storm. Too long.
Yes, Lord.
And now God is saying, it's passing you by.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The Bible declares that God never sleeps, never slumbers. Every night that you are worried about your bills, you need to understand that God is right there with you. Never sleeps, never slumbers. He says, if you'll just trust me, trust means I just lay out in. Every night when you get in your bed, you don't question whether or not your bed can hold you. You just relax. God is saying to somebody, just relax. But God, do you know what I'm going through? Just relax. How can I relax right now? Because I'm here. He says, I'm here. I want to open the doors of the church this morning to someone that God is not in here with you. God is not in your heart. You may know him. You may be a good person. But without that relationship with God, through confession of your sin, believing in your heart, you can be good and go to hell. I'm talking to you this morning. If there's one here this morning that is not sure about your salvation, or maybe you're here this morning and you simply need a church home, we're morning just to come, just to take a step of faith. If you take one step, God will do the rest. You need a church home? Just come. Just take a step of faith. If you need a church home, just come. Maybe you don't know God. Maybe you have a wonderful relationship. You just don't have a church home. If that's you, take a step of faith. Come and watch God be God all by himself. Everything that you're going through, he'll protect you. He'll put a hedge around you. And even when you suffer, you're suffering in him, and he'll make it all okay. For the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. God is saying you can be going through hell and still have the peace of God. If I'm talking to you this morning, without a church home, or you need a church home, or you just need to turn it over to God, we invite you to come. I know the word has gone forth. I know that there's been a ministry in the music this morning, and I wouldn't let anyone stop me from getting to God. With everyone this morning. With everyone. No church home? Not sure about your